Two great local New England saxophonists. You heard the Greg Abate Quintet featuring Phil Woods right here on 90.5. I'm Tyler Alderson. You're listening to The Blend, and I've got to actually one of them on the line right now because he's playing a show over at Chan's on Saturday. Chan's doing a great job keeping everything responsibly, socially distanced, all COVID-19 protocols in effect so you can enjoy the music. And Greg, thank you so much for coming on to talk about the show and about the music.
Well, thank you, Tyler. It's really a pleasure. I love WICN and all you've done over the years, and I've been glad to be part of it for almost, I guess, 25 years as a guest on the show and doing the Christmas concerts. It's really been a nice experience for me in my life.
Now, actually, speaking of the Christmas concerts, you're also going to be participating in our holiday jazz jam, which is going to be virtual. Have you fully gotten comfortable playing these virtual things? Because they can be a lot of fun, at least as the mm-hmm. viewer. How are they as the performer?
Oh, I think that I'm fine with it. I like it because it just it builds up, you know, more into your psyche about playing, and you actually get to concentrate on actually no people there, and you know, you're playing, and just to play as good as you can for yourself and others in the room is the main thing. So I'm basically concerned about how I play and what I play these days, and more so as I've gotten older, because I'm really critical, and it doesn't seem to have gone away. It seemed to get worse, so I'm more critical. So I'm always concentrating on hearing everything I do and what's around me. So I do miss the audience. The energy is a totally different thing that you don't get. And it's a human feeling of spirituality between the vibrations of humans, and that's missing, and I'll always miss that until it comes back. And I'll get a little bit of that on Saturday at Chan's, because it's one of my favorite clubs, because I was brought up in Woonsocket, and before I left to go to Los Angeles, and John Chan has had me playing with my different groups since 1978, so it's really, really special. Plus, before that, I used to walk down with my mom to get Chinese food from Hamlet Avenue when I was like 9, 10, 11, 12, and when Mr. Chan Sr. and Mrs. Chan were running the restaurant. Beautiful people.
So it's a long time affiliation you've had with Chan's, and and I mean, good food and good music go so well together, don't they?
They do, and I'll tell you, really, like I've been honored to play there with some great players like Phil Woods, Claudio Roditi, Richie Cole, Nick Brignola. It goes on and on. John has got a knack for putting together things or ideas, and it's been really great for me. So I hope people can come in on Saturday. You know, doors open at 6:30, like you said, and it's COVID-friendly. We're going to do safety first, and we're going to be playing some one set, and I'm going to be doing a lot of new music that I've written, because during COVID, I mean, this whole thing from March 13th, I've got really into my writing. My music room is downstairs, and I go down there, and it's sort of like it's a very spiritual thing to me, because I'm alone with my music, and I realized that my music is really special. I've been doing it since I've been a kid, so it's hit me more, like, because of this whole thing of not being busy on the road and running around here and there. So I'm more focused on the actual feelings that are there that I don't experience all the time because I've been so busy.
Absolutely. There's definitely, I think, throughout the pandemic been an appreciation for those experiences. And certainly I've talked to a lot of musicians that have found that music has been more important than ever to them throughout this. Talk to a lot of people who aren't musicians who say that music has been more important than ever in getting through.
Yeah, I know. It's really true. I hear that from my friends and fans. And, you know, I hope it's over. It gets over. The COVID threat gets finished with, so we can get on with things. You know, I just feel like we all feel the same about it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's exciting to be able to catch you live over at Chan's. Again, I want to keep reiterating, it is on Saturday. It's an 8 p.m. show. Doors open at 6:30. You can show up and have some good food while you're waiting, or some good food while you're taking the music in. And all social distance and, you know, safety protocols are in effect over at Chan's. They're trying to make sure that it is absolutely as safe as it can possibly be, because that's really the point of all this. We want to make sure that everybody is safe, and they do a good job over there. And you'll be able to hear Greg. Now, you say you've been writing a bit. We were just talking before this. You've been also doing some recording as well.
Yeah, well, that was in September, which was supposed to be right before the Gemini weekend at Chan's. It was scheduled to do this Saturday night in May, and previously to that gig, I was supposed to record on May 26th and 27th and 28th in New Jersey, and that canceled because the recording studio didn't open up, and so I did that in September. Set the recording, and I've been mixing in Newbett and Westport at another studio, and Chan's is Saturday, replacing the Gemini night on May 30th. So, and I've been down there writing, and it's been like a flow of new ideas and things, and I printed out all the music. So we're going to be basically doing a lot of new tunes and a couple of tunes by Kenny Barron that are on my new album to be, you know.
That's great.
Out.
It's a little preview of what is to come.
Yes, sir.
That's
how you been. All right, you're doing a lot of new things.
We've been doing well. We've been getting a trickle in of music. It's always great over here on WICN to hear. We've heard from a lot of listeners who have been saying, you know, it's obviously been a tough time for a lot of people, but that the music here has been getting them through the pandemic, getting them in a particular state of mind. And I wanted to ask you, actually, you know, people talk about listening to the jazz here. Are there any tracks in particular, either, you know, stuff that you've worked on or other musicians that have been getting you through this? Any tracks that you've really been enjoying?
Yeah, I've been enjoying whatever I hear on WICN. Really,
that's a good answer.
You know, I do, because you play a lot of things that are nice, that appeal to me. You know, and I'm not one for favorites. I can't even say who's my favorite, you know, player or composer. I know I have people I like, a lot of people that I like, but so it's hard for me to pinpoint one. Maybe that's because I'm a Gemini. I don't know. Playing it.
Well, again, I want to definitely plug Chan's Fine Oriental Dining down in Woonsocket. You can head over to chansegrollsandjazz.com. We're talking to Greg Abate and his All-Star Quintet, who are going to be playing there on Saturday. Speaking of that All-Star Quintet, what can people expect from the rest of the band there?
Oh, really? We've got a great pianist, Matt DeChamplain. He's a Hartford resident, and he's a marvelous player, and they're all marvelous. Paul Del Nero is a great upright bass player and educator, Berklee alumnus and Berklee College of Music. Gary Johnson, son of the great Dick Johnson, is playing drums. All these people are really seasoned artists, and they're still growing with their craft and their music. And I've got this wonderful trumpet player with me, Phil Grenadier. He's a Boston person, resident, and he's a Berklee College of Music educator, jazz educator, and they're just wonderful. You know, it's a real blend of we've played together before, so it's not every week we've played, but, you know, we've played a couple of times a year, because a lot of people I play with once or twice a year, and I like the week of the 29th and 30th, I'll be in North Carolina. I'm playing at a place called Middle Sea Jazz Club, and I'm flying in there, and then I'm playing with a quintet, trumpet, same instruments, but they're all different people I've never met before. So I do
that's
that
gonna be interesting.
I travel in England. I'll go to one gig. I'll have like maybe 26 gigs in the month, actually, and I'm on trains every day. I'll have a day off maybe once, and then I'll meet different people to play with every night, or people that I've played with before that just happen to be on the rhythm section. So it's like I'm really into that. I found that to be what I do, and I just love it because I haven't had the luxury to have a group and have the clubs fly everybody out there because economics aren't in favor of that these days with budgets and all that.
Right.
Know? So
yeah. It's nice to actually play with people that you know and that you know you know how they play and their ins and outs. Well,
yes,
Greg Abate, again, one more time, cannot emphasize it enough. Saturday at 8 o'clock at Chan's in Woonsocket. It's a short drive from Worcester, a short drive from a lot of places in New England, and all social distancing protocols will be in effect. You can hear a great jazz show. One set, doors open at 6:30. Show is at 8. Greg, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, Tyler, thanks. And the folks can go to Chan's Egg Rolls and Jazz website to purchase tickets. They can just, like, call 401-765-1900. And they can, because I believe it's, like, a little less to buy it on a ticket in advance and to get secure a seat and all that. Because there's only going to be maybe a 75 maximum in the room or maybe less because of the COVID and That's how it goes.
Sounds good.
We're playing the last tune you're going to play is from my Monsters of the Night CD.
Yeah.
And it's entitled Igor's Revenge. And I can't wait to hear it myself. I'm going to stay patched in.
Sounds good. This is a Halloween-themed tune from Greg Abate. Greg, thank you so much for joining me. Show at Chan's on Saturday. Here it is, Igor's Revenge.
See you soon.
See ya.
Bye. Thank you.